Kansas gets an A for its Clean Indoor Air Act. However, the state gets a D for the relatively low rate of taxes on tobacco, and then F for efforts to prevent tobacco use and to help those already using it to quit.
It's not a whole lot different than last year, that it's woefully accurate.
That's Linda DeCourcy. She heads the nonprofit Tobacco Free Kansas Coalition. DeCourcy points to a report this spring from attorneys general nationwide, which illustrates what happens when tobacco prevention funding continues to be dwarfed by marketing from the big tobacco companies.
For every one person who dies a tobacco-related death, two children start smoking.
Kansas spends less than one-tenth the amount the CDC recommends for anti-tobacco programs. DeCourcy says the state's policymakers need to take this issue seriously.
I don't think that they are. It's been proven over and over by persistently underfunding programs that would help save lives.
Governor Sam Brownback has proposed funding tobacco control programs next year at about the same level as this year, despite a recommendation that he cut them altogether. I'm Brian Thompson.